the Shmoyz Bnei Yisrael is the Rosh Tevis. The Levush brings down the Rosh Tevis, the Eila Shmoyz. The Chayiv Adam literate HaParsha Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. That is a Mechor over here for Shnayim Mikra. Why that over here? In Parshas Vayigash it also says Ve'eila Shmoyz. Bnei. So Ken Zayin, if someone didn't keep up with the Parshias, now is a good time to make a fresh start. There's a Tshuvas Marsham that has a Shaila. If someone is falling behind the Parshas HaShavua, should he do the week's Parsha, or should he first be Mashlam from before? And he says, Chiv of Oysei Shad Koytim, first you do it of that week. So maybe it's like a remez, it's a new Sidra, a new Sefer, Ve'en L'Shmoyt, there's not all the remez of Shnai Mikra. It could also be that over here there's a remez. You know the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Ches, the Shulchan Aruch Patna, this in Simen Reish Pehei, that you have to do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, Afilu Ataris V'Divoin. That's in Sefer Bamidbar, names of places, Afilu Ataris V'Divoin. So why does the Dafka say Afilu Ataris V'Divoin? So Rashi learns, even Ataris V'Divoin, if there's no Targum, you say it three times. And Taita says, no, by Ataris V'Divoin, there is a Targum, there's a Targum Yerushalmi. And even though the Targum Onglas just said the words Ataris V'Divoin, but it's better to do the Targum Yerushalmi. But over here, it's Taka Mamish Kipshuta. It says, Psukim Ruben Shimon Levi V'Yehuda, where the Targum is Mamish word for word the same. It's Muramah that even over here, there's the Inyan of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, even on such words. Actually, that's what it's Machadish here. Now, Almighty Shulchan Aruch passes over there in Reish Pehei, that a person is Machuyif to learn Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, but he brings down the Ramah, the Machaber, I'm sorry, says, some people say instead of Targum, you're supposed to do Rashi. And the Machaber for his eyes, the Yerushimayim Yoyti De Shleim. So in the Veld, they say over, it's a school of Yerushimayim. As they state in Shulchan Aruch, a Yerushimayim, the Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, and also Rashi. The Veld is a school of Yerushimayim. Shulchan Aruch says, Yerushimayim, why is that Shnayim? Mishneh Berurah explains the reason why is the Maila of Rashi is because he brings down the Midrashim of Chazal. The Maila of the Targum is because it was written in the Sinai. Targum is already written in the Sinai. And also it's in the Pirushim Kol Mila V'Mila. Rashi doesn't mafarish every word. But there's an interesting diuk. The Baal HaTurim also says a Rosh HaTevis, but he has a different Rosh HaTevis. The Adam Asher Loimet HaSeder Shnayim Mekev Echa Targum. So Bnei Yisrael is also Rosh HaTevis, but Koil Noyim Yashir Yich Yeshonim Rabbis Aruchim Lo'ilam. It's interesting, according to the Baal HaTurim, it doesn't say V'chayiv. The Adam Shoyimer Shnayim Mikra, it doesn't say V'chayiv. And Kenzlein it's Ha'ara, maybe it's the Torah L'shitasai. The Machaber Taka says Chayiv Adam L'Kroist. The Torah says Tzorach Lizoher Loimer Shnayim Mikra. Also the Baal HaTurim and the Shitasai in the Sefer HaTor and in Arachayim, he doesn't say that it's a Chiv. Tzorach Lizoher. And his Rosh HaTevis doesn't say Chiv. The Levush's Rosh HaTevis is V'chayiv Adam Loimer. Kenzlein, the Torah doesn't know that Mamash Achir. And just now, I heard over there, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they asked him a shayla, if a person's not sure where he's up to, which Shnayim Mikra, he's mistook where he's up to, you should go L'chumra, he says. Sofik Deirais to L'chumra. Just now, say, there is a Chiv Deirais. You have to know. Vayomis Yoyse v'chol echa v'choy l'adoy rahu, the entire generation, the Rashbam, the Sipora writes, kol adoy rahu means all the Shivim Nefesh. All the Shivim Nefesh that came down to Mitzrayim were all Nifter. And Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin asks that it's pashut not true. If you work out from the Shivim Nefesh that came down, some of them were still alive. Even by the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim, you had Serach, Yecheved, he brings Makairis, Ephraim, Bela Ben Yisachar, Rav Yeshua Leib brings Makairis on a few of them that it doesn't stim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer, Time of the Kra, based on Midrashim and Cheshbon, it's Gevalt, how he does it, he works out that there must be about 30 out of the 70 people that came down to Mitzrayim that were still alive later on. Because he has Midrashim that, what's the list of the Shivim Zkenim? And a lot of the Shivim Nefesh that came down were from the Shivim Zkenim. So that's a kasha on the Rashbam and the Sforna that learn that B'chol HaDerahu, the entire Shivim Nefesh Yardu, were Nifta. Haman is Chak Maloi. Gemara says in Soita that the Pari sat with an Eitzah. What should he do with the Yidin? Pen Yirbe. Gemara says in Soita, Om Rav Simoi, Shloi Shahayu Boi Se'etzah. There were three people by this Eitzah. Bilam, Eoyv, and Yisroi. So the Gemara, Bilam Sheyoat, Neherak, Bilam gave the eighth attack to what to do to the Yidden, so he got killed. Eoyv Sheshosak, Nidin B'Yisurin, Yisroi ran away. Yisroi Sheborach, Zochum Ibn Ebonah Sheyesh, Belishkas HaGodas. That is a style we talk about other times. Bilam is a big stira. It says that Bilam was by this eighth, so that means Bilam, we know he was finally killed many years later when the Yidden are about to enter Israel. It comes out that Bilam must have lived hundreds of years, at least 200-300 years. He lived through the whole Mitzrayim. And the emissary is the Ramakiris that Lavan is Bilam. There are other Makiris that Bilam is the anacle of Lavan, the son of Lavan. But there are Makiris, we spoke about it other times, that Bilam is Lavan. Lavan makes the Agal-A, the Yagar Sahadusa, this pile of stones. When Bilam gets stuck on the stones, right, Gedem Mikan, Gedem Mikan, that Galley, that Lavan, who Bilam is, that he got stuck by that Galley that he made. Bilam is Lavan. I was like, Bilam lives even more. Misacheni, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Kuvav, that Rav Hanina holds that Bilam was killed when he was only 33 or 34, because he brings a pasuk, Anshei Domum Umir Malayech to your man, and therefore Bilam only lived 33 or 34 years. Avad, the Rashi himself, Baburin, there in Sanhedrin Kuvav, is a stereo. It doesn't stem the different Midrashim. But Rav Hanina, Bilam only lived 30, 33, 34 years. Yitzhacheni, Bilam was by this Eitzah. And more so, if he was loving himself, Avad, the Bilam has to be much older. Eoid was also by this Eitzah. He was Shaisik, Nidin, Beisurim. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, drinks ice from here. Eoid was quiet. Now, why did he get punished with Shrekelch Yisurim? What was he supposed to do? He could have ran away, right? Oh, but he really should have made a machon. That was really what he was supposed to do. And he should have given a shrai. How much of a shrai? How much should it have pained him when he hears what Pari wants to do to the Yidden? The amount of all the Yisurim that he had. All the Tzar and all the Yisurim that Eiv had. That Yishrei that he was supposed to give, that's what he should have screamed when he hears what they want to do to the Yidden. Of Mitzacheni, effect of Chaim Shmulevitz. Bilam was even worse. Bilam was the one that gave the Eitzah. And he gets killed. He doesn't go through Yisurim. The Chorayim gets a much worse punishment. So he brings out Yisrael, he talks about the Barichas, the Shmuz of Oysher HaChayim. Yasser Yisrani Kav of Amavash Boy Nesanani. It's better to be alive with all the Yisurim rather than completely be killed. Bilam's punishment that he gets killed as far as is worse. Vayimaru es Chayeyem, Vavoy Dekosha. We know that really the Yidin was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. But Vibal Vayimaru es Chayeyem. So Vayimaru es Chayeyim is the Groz Medayik. What's the time of Amikra? Kadma Va'adla. Kadma Va'adla. Why did they go out early? They were Adla Kadim. They went out early. Why? Because Vayimaru es Chayeyim. Kadma Va'adla is Gematria 190. Because they were supposed to be 400. They only were 210. So Kadma Va'adla. Because of the Vayimaru es Chayeyim. So they were Kadim Va'adla. They left early. How much early? Kadma Va'adla 190. But we know it says in the Agoda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev es Hakeit. The Briskerov says the Gavaldik is the Her. To work it out. On one hand, it says that the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, Hashem says, and we cheshbon it from time of Leidas Yitzchak. On the other hand, we say, no, it was really 400, but there was so much tsar in the 210, it was worse for full 400. So the Bishkarov says both things are true. On one hand, they had to have tsar of 400 years, so that gets cheshbon because the Vayimaru was Chayim, 210 is enough. On the other hand, the Poil has to be 400 years. So that goes with the cheshbon of Yitzchak. The Godness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es Hakeit. He gave them exact amount of Ayimaru that worked out exactly, that 400 years that ends by Leidas Yitzchak worked out exactly with the amount of Tzar of the 210 years to come out to such a cheshbon of exactly 400. So Pari wants to kill out all the Yidden he hears about that Mashiach Shal Yisroel. So he calls to Shifra and Pua. The Gemara says Shifra and Pua is either Yecheved and Miriam, or the Yeshayim, the Gemara says in sight, is Yecheved and Elisheva. And they were the ones that were he went to the kill and they didn't. Why are they called Shifra and Pua? The Gemara says, Shemesheperet is a blood, Shepoyel a blood. L'chayra, they were Nevi'ah. This is Yecheved and Miriam, Yecheved and Elisheva. And the way you describe them is that they're Shifra and Pua, that's their whole mahus. So, Mekesh Rachim, yeah, that was their matar, that was their job. But there's a mahalach from a barrel. He says, what was their excuse to Pari? Pari wanted them to kill the children. So they said, it's not our fault. When we come, the kids are already born. We're only Shifra and Pua. When we come, the kid is alive. We're only Meshaperes the Vlad. He should look nice. We're Payel of Vlad, that he shouldn't cry. You can't tell us we should kill the kids when it's still B'nai Iman. Because when we come, Kichoye Teina, that the kids are already alive. So we're only Shifra and Pua. Their excuse was Shifra and Pua. Our excuse is, we were only Meshaperes and Payel. Which happened afterwards. It's a good verb, but only according to Rashi. Titus and Saita brings Vishem Rabbeinu Chananel that Poyel Avlad means that sometimes the baby doesn't want to come out and you're loichish or lechisha to make the baby come out. So if poya means that you're making a lechisha that the baby should come out, then it's before the later. Then avada, it's not going to be like that. Vatirena amyalvis es olikim v'loy osu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a schar v'yat lehem botet. Rashi says botet kahuna v'leviyah. The Biskarov is mad, but why dafka botet kahuna and leviyah? Because Pari wanted to kill out all the men, but he didn't want to kill out all the ladies. So Pari was not going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Because Lemaisa, if there's only ladies, there will still be a Klal Yisrael. Akam HaBaal Bat Yisrael, the Vlad of the Yisrael, you go bust the mother. So Pari was not going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Even if all the men of Klal Yisrael are killed, there will still be a Klal Yisrael. You go bust the mother. But there won't be Kahuna, there won't be Leviyah. Kahanim and Leviyah, the Yichas of Kahuna of Leviyah is based on the father. So the schut that they saved the boys, is that they didn't save Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will be, but they saved Kahuna of Leviyah. So Vayas Lehem Botin, Botin Kahuna of Leviyah. I want to read a different shot. Vayas Lehem Botin, I think the Rashbam says, Vayas Lehem Botin, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Botin, Paroi gave them Botin. Right? Paroi saw that they're not. That since the Meyalvis were Yireli Kim, he gave them Botin. Why should Paroi give them Botin? That's in Rashbam. Vayas Lehem, Paroi made them Botin. If Shad is Shifra and Pur were doing their job very seriously in saving the Yidden, but Pari figured if they'll make them very choshev, the royal ministers of the house of the midwifery, he'll give them a choshev shteller, maybe then they'll become all Balgaiva, then they won't care about the job, then they don't mind killing the Yidden. So he thought maybe that would be a plan. He thought that they have Yiras Hashem, but Yaslam but maybe I'll give them a high position, maybe that will have an effect on them, and we'll go to the head. And it still didn't help. Actually, that's what the Rashbam means. Vayelech ishmi beis levi, vayikach et vas levi. Amram married Yochevet Doidosoi. How could he marry Doidosoi? So the Ramban already, we said in Parshas Toldos, we say it always because it was in Chutzlaret, and in Chutzlaret they didn't keep the mitzvah. So Amram was able to marry Doidosoi. That's why Yaakov married two sisters. The Amram was married Doidosoi. And of course we say that Avshechaim has the other house that before Matan Torah, even though they kept the mitzvah, but it was with the Cheshbon. And sometimes Fakert, they had a Cheshbon that here Davka Klaisor has to be built in such an oifen by Yaakov, and over here by Amram and Yocheved, they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu has to be born out of such a Vayikach Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayelach Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach Ishmi Beis Levi. So therefore, you don't have to go with the Gedorim of the Torah. Now Amram was God Lador. Oifen them that he, Moshe Rabbeinu's father. Amram was God Lador. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tet, Halacha Aleph, about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the Rambam spells it back like this. Shisha Mitzvahs was Nitzavet Ha'odim Arishoy. Avodah Zorah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Domim, Kili Arayz, Gizela, and Dinim. That's Shisha Mitzvahs Ha'odim Arishoy. Hoytzef Olav Noach, Eivr Menachai. Ha'odim Arishoy wasn't allowed to eat Eivr Menachai. Only Noach. But the Ramban in Parshas Noach, because the whole scheme of the animals was because of Noach. Without him, they would have died. So they owe their existence to us now. That's why we're allowed to eat them. Until then, they didn't owe their existence to us. And then the Rambam continues, Avram was moist at the mitzvah of Mila and Shacharis. Yitzchak was moist at the mitzvah of Maitris and Mincha. Yaakov was moist at Gid Hanosha and Mairiv. And then the Rambam continues, Bemitzrayim nitztavu Amram bemitzvah Yaseiris. Achabam, Moshe Rabbeinu v'shlima, Torah al Yodim. Stein Rambam that there was a Bezunder Isofa, that Amram was Moisef Mitzvahs. We spoke once that whether Yehuda did Yibam, some Midrashim have a gear that Yehuda was Moisef Yibam, the Rambam doesn't bring it. But what is this Maitre that Amram was Moisef Mitzvahs? Velech Mitzvahs did Amram give? Loi Shamanu. And also at the Pella, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Asura Mitzvahs the Yidden had in Moro. Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noyach. Plus Shabbos Paraduma Kibirav Shaila Vedina. It doesn't say anything about Amram's Mitzvahs. Where's Amram's Mitzvahs over here? The Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, the Fanoide, Bakshver. The Maratzchias in Soita Daf Yudbei says that the mitzvah that Amram was Mechadish was Kedushin and Gerushin. Amram was Megarish, his wife, and then on the Atas Miriam he took her back. So the Musug of Kedushin and Gerushin was Amram was Mechadish. Now Lamaitha, it's Mavur, it's Mekairis and Midrashim, Targum Yoinis and Shteita Zoi, that when Amram divorced Yocheved, she went and got married to Elitzofan ben Paranoch, and she had two children, Eldad and Medad. Eldad and Medad are brothers, half-brothers of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. There's another medrash that says, Fakert, that Eldad and Medad was Amram's children from a different wife. But according to the Targum Yonason, when Yocheved got divorced, she went and married Elitzofan ben Paranoch. Amram the god Lador divorces her, because he held that they shouldn't have children anymore. And she went and married somebody else, until Miriam came, and then he took her back. He was not the Grushosai. They come to us. Weiss euch, Kedushin and Gerishin, he was Mechadish, but he wasn't Mechadish, the Indian of Master Grushosai. Mishin is... There's another order, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Lebet and Imoy. Right? La'amkli saw, the Torah, Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden, to the whole list of Klisa. One of the things is Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Labetan. According to this Cheshvan, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Shlishi Labetan because Yechaveh had Miriam and Aaron, then she got divorced, and then she had married Elitzom, and she had elder and maiden, Moshe Rabbeinu the fifth. But as I can tell the Cheshvan, that's the mitzvah that he was Mechadish. So then he takes her back, and they give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Teiro Isiki Toivu, the bias was Nesmali Oira. Lachar is some kind of Ruchni's Dikalai. Interesting, I saw the Meshach Chochma on Megillus Esther. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar and he died on Zion Adar. We know that Haman was very excited that Adar was the right month, not for poor, because in Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. No, what's the coin? Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in Adar. So the Meshach Chochma says, Haman's cheshbon was that Moshe Rabbeinu was born and didn't die on the same day. And a tzaddik is only when it's born and dies on the same day. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Dr. Meshach Chochma was born at night. Baraya, he said, because it says the Torah Kitoivu Nismale Habayis Oira, must be it was night. And this is the chelik I don't understand. This Nismale Habayis Oira could happen by daytime also. Although Dr. Meshach Chochma says Farshteitach was by night, Nismale Habayis Oira, and according to the Goyish Cheshbon, the day and the night, Bakeret, the night is the day before. Kuntrais Haman made the mistake that Pari was born, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Vav Adar and he was Mister Etzem Hayom Hazeh on Zayin Adar. So it wasn't the same day. He didn't realize that Fakaret and Klal Yisrael, the night goes together with the day. He makes the cheshbon the Meshach Chochma. That's why on Purim Mishulish we can even continue the next night. He has cheshbonus with this. Oh, but it's not. He's medayik. But Teiroi Tiki Toivu must be. He was born at night time. It's not. Also, it says Teiroi Tiki Toivu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Toiv. That means even when he was born already, he was also to be a tzaddik. The Gemara says in Megillah, Moshe Aaron, who bitzit kotzoi betchila batzoifa. If you do it, there's the famous Teiroi Yisrael in the Mishnayis. The end of Seder Noshim, he brings down a famous story that there was a person who was a famous artist, and he knew how to look at pictures and look at people. Not artist, but he was able to look at people, and he would see the tunas and nefesh of the person. And this person looked at a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, "This person's a Ritzeach." And he was always right, this person, about touching up the person. So they went to have Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Yeah, Behemet, that's my tunas and nefesh. No, I was misgaber on it." And a lot of people talk about this Teiroi Yisrael. But the emesis is a big tumult about this. Not everyone agrees whether Bechlal it's Maisa Shehoyu or Bechlal it could have been, because the Keret, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be Kitoivu, he was born Mitchila, Tunas and Nefesh was for good. So you have to know, as I described the Tferes Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the emesis, had to be Mizgaber on his Midas. So they have no choice, they have to hide him in the water, but they sat to Bechoyse Mirochik. Miriam was a Nevi'ah. The Gemara says in Megillah, what was her Nevu'ah? What did Imi, Lehoyim, the Mashiach, and Shal Yisrael? It wasn't, she was glad in Nevu'ah. That was the Nevu'ah. And when the Gezerah came, Amram went to her top chal upon him, Heichon Nevuatcha. But she was a Nevi'ah, she knew, she said the Nevu'ah. So what's she looking to see what's going to happen? She didn't think that the Nevu'ah is going to be in the sky. So Pasha Pshat, she didn't want to see if it's going to be in the sky. She wanted to see how it's going to be in the sky. Ladat Mei Oslai, she was curious to see how that Hatzalah is going to happen. Not that she had a Chashash of Oilam, Avada, she knew her Nevu'ah, the Nevu'ah, Avada is going to be in the sky. Now what happens? Vateret Bas Paroi, Lirchet Aliyar. This is Bithya Bas Pari, which according to a certain Midrashim, Bithya was not really the daughter of Pari, she was the Yesoima. There were two girls that were Yesoimas, they were sisters. Bithya and Sitoira, they were sisters. They were Yesoimas. Pari, if you remember Pari and Yisrael are together, about Eitzah. Pari adopted one of them, and Yisrael adopted the other one. Bithya Bas Pari is the one that saves Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Sitoira is the one that Moshe Rabbeinu ends up marrying. It's not that there's two sisters, as they state in certain Midrashim. So she sees him at the Shlachat Amos of Atikachera, plead the Kazakh. The Gemara says that her hand stretched 60 amas, 200 amas, as various Midrashim, Nishoyz in the Gemara. What did she stick her hand out for? Mama Shapella. The Bali must have said she made a Shtadlis. Interesting. The Hine Nar Boiche. Rashi says, Koile Kinar. The Cheskuni says it's going on Aaron. Aaron was crying. Nar is not going by Shemen, it was a baby. Rashi says, Koile Kinar. The Cheskuni says Aaron was crying. Now, Yoichavit runs. Miriam runs and says, maybe I'll get you a meineket min ha'ibriyot. The halacha in Yeridea, Simon Pei Aleph, the Ramah brings down that you shouldn't, that you're allowed to drink chol of mitzvahs. Chol of mitzvahs is chol of Yisraelis. It's mutter for a baby to eat, to drink from a goyish lady. But mikol mokim lo yaniku tinoik min ha'mitzvahs im epsher be Yisraelis. Because chol of a goy is metamsim the slave, and it's moiled like tevera. I'm not sure what's it been by a tinoikis. Is it only by tinoik? Or also by tinoikis? You have to know if you're supposed to be marked by tinoikis, but it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The beer I grew up in Arden, this halacha, he writes, what's the makar? Because it says by Moshe Rabbeinu that he didn't want to eat from the mitzvahs. And what's the lashon of the Gemara in Tzvaita? Pesha osa dodavar mashchino is going to be yoinik from a mitzvah. Can't be. This is the makar, but the going that lechatchila you should always use a Yiddish lady for the fahanoka. And the Pella is, the Veltfrek Takasha, it's Punk Fakert. It says over here that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to eat from a mitzvah because Pesha Osad Ladabra Mashrina, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to become the Vian Shal Kalani Yisrael, Havan the Vian. He should not be able to drink from a mitzvah. Mashba, Stama Zoyab Zachayim Yanko, Stama Yiddish Akint, it's not a problem. It's been doing only Pesha Osad Ladabra Mashrina. And they freaking up the going. So if you do it as a famous word from Yaakov Kamenevsky, he says, Shtei Do, Ayisoyd in Chinuch. Every child, every Yiddish child, the attitude of the parents has to be, this might be Pesha Osim Ladavar Mashchina, Leich Teda, maybe this is going to be the God of Ador. And that's why the Halakha Shulchan Aruch, every Yiddish kid, Lechatchila, you shouldn't drink from a Goyish mother. Why? Zok to going Taka, the Makar is because Pesha Osim Ladavar Mashchina. Every Yiddish kid is maybe Ulai Pesha Osim Ladavar Mashchina. However, I don't look at Yankov Kamenetsky, but I saw in the Maratchias, in Soit, the Punk Faket, he names on that Abad that any Yiddish kid shouldn't drink from a Goy because it's going to be Timtum Aleich. No, he asks Faket. So why does the Gemara incite the need of a Zundere Hezber of Pesha Osad Ladavra Mashchina? What happened to the regular halacha? You're a day in the halacha. You're not supposed to feed from a guy. So he says, because it was before Matan Torah, so it's not a problem. But he learns Faket. The Maitre, the remark continues, after he says that Lechatchila you shouldn't give the baby from a Goyish lady, Lechatchila, he also says, V'chein like Toichel HaMeinekes, Afili Yisrael is Dvar Masurim. Even if the Meinekes is a Yiddish lady, she should be mocked but not to eat tray for food. Where is the Pella? A Yiddish Meinekes should be mocked but not to eat tray for food? Of course not. She's not allowed to eat tray if she's Yiddish. So B'doichek it means that she's a Choyl and a Sukkin and she has no choice and she has to eat tray. So then she should be mocked but not to be a Meinekes. Epshim. I saw the third to Mima, he wants to say a different Girsa. He says it's a mistake in the Girsa. What it really should say is, V'chein like Toichel Meinekes, Afilu Knanis, Afilu Kusis, Dvar Masurim. That even if you're being fed from a Goyish lady, the Goyish lady should be marked but not to eat trade food. If the Yiddish, Chach the Yevet, is eating already from a Goyish lady, Chach the Goyish lady Meinekes should be marked but not to eat Tarpati. A different Girsa, he says it's a different Girsa, Chachalav. V'chein like Toichel Meinekes, Afilu Kusis, Dvar Masurim. Even if the Yevet, you are using a Goyish one, you should not. She should not, the lady should be mocked with to eat kosher food. You have the machad of the sneh that Moshe Rabbeinu hears. Moshe, Moshe. We know, of course, that over here, the Moshe, Moshe, there's no line in between. By the Akedah, when Hashem calls Avram, Avram, there's a line in between. But over here, by Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no hefzik. The Nefesh HaChaim talks about the barichas, because Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega was so high, there was no mechitzas between his gashmis and his ruchnis. He was called kulay. And that has to do because Moshe Rabbeinu anav mikol adam. His anava means that he's kol kulei mispashit from gashmius. That there's no hefzik. The Moshe ha'elyoin is mamish mechubah with the Moshe ha'gashmi. It's one big zach. But Avraham Avinu was a great madrega of referred to the hefzik. And the Nefesh HaChaim continues, that's what it means. Hashem said shal na'alecha. It doesn't just mean to take off your shoes, which avad it means that also. When there's an atmas kodesh and allowed to wear shoes. But there's a much deeper Indian, the Nefesh HaChaim writes, that maybe, I don't know if everyone knows, people think they're neshama, chleis is over here, and by their lathe. A neshama is a double ruchni, and it goes, roishle magia hashamayma. The goof of a person is only the now of the neshama. The goof of the person is covering the tippy bottom of the neshama, the akev, the lowest part of the neshama. Most of our neshama is, when we're walking out, when neshama is really starts here, it's kokuli roishle magia hashamayma. Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, shal na'olecha, Dr. Nefesh HaChaim, shal na'olecha, also in Ruach Haim, Pirkei Avos is ma'arich about this, and also in Nefesh HaChaim. That Shalom Alecha means separate yourself from your now. Your goof is your now. And he's Madra because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Bazundra Madrega of Aspaklari Hame'ira. And that Madrega of Nebuah of Aspaklari Hame'ira is totally mispassed from the goof. Shalom Alecha Me'al Raglecha. Bemet the Nefesh HaChaim is a Chiddush. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the highest Madrega of Nebuah, fundamentally different than the other Nebuahs, that it was Aspaklari Hame'ira. There's a Richas that I don't go into it. But when did Moshe Rabbeinu get that Madrega? There were those that learned, I saw Makairis, that learned that it happened by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu reached this level of Aspaklari Amir. The Nefesh HaChaim first is learning that by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu already reached the Madrega, Shalom Alecha Me'al Raglecha, that he reached this Madrega of Aspaklari Amir. But there's an important insight to understand that our group is only a now for the Neshama. Someone that works his whole 70, 80, 120 years that he's here in this world, and he only puts his eyes, his guf, and he worries about the gashmius, is going to go upstairs to Shemayim, his neshama, which is going to look like a person, is going to be wearing tattered clothes, and he has fancy $500 shoes. The Gemara says in Sotah, that's a bezoin. Right? Gabra, Ataloi, what's the lashon? Shlich, Ataloi, Verami Masani. Someone not wearing any clothes, but he's wearing big fancy shoes. That's listening to much, the Arabic enough, the Gamsa neshama, it's not up to now. So Hashem gives them a message that you're going to leave Mitzrayim. Desamtem al b'neichem al b'neisechem. You're going to take all their clothes, and your children are going to wear the clothes and itzaltem es Mitzrayim. Zokta chasam seifer. Why only the b'neichem and the b'neisechem are going to wear the clothes? Why can't the Yidden themselves take the clothes? It says you're going to take the clothes, b'shala isha miklei kesef, plays up, and your children will wear the clothes. Why didn't they wear the clothes? Zokta chasam seifer. Because the reason Klal Yisrael was saved is shalashinu es levushon l'shoinam. Lishoinam Mavusha Mushmoisam. Now Yiddish are called Fashtaitzich. The Olam wears long jackets. And by the Goyim they wear short jackets. So the Yidden were not going to wear the Mitzrisha clothes. They have to keep the regular long, longer regular. But on the B'neichem and the B'neisechem, the long, the short clothes of the Mitzrim, of the adults of the Mitzrim, they put them on the children, it's long. So if it's something as B'neichem and B'neisechem, only the children are going to be able to wear, because about it they were marked still on keeping, they were marked for the kids also. Now the kids, the short, the godim of the adult Mitzrim is going to be matim for the children of the Yidden. That's the samtam of Anecha, as they shayt tachasam seif. Ain't the gedoris, gebitten. Gebitten. It's about a terim of them. Ayis tachoyis. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells him, don't be worried about dotan va'aviram, ki mei sukola anosha ha'mavakshem et nafshecha. Dotan va'aviram, I want to kill you, don't worry, they're already dead. Now the emes is they weren't dead. We know that about they lived afterwards. They were showing him say, because it says, whenever it says Nitzim Nitzavim, it's always Dosan Vavirim, and Dosan Vavirim are found later also. Also, the Etzim Pasuk, listen to the Lashon. Kimesu Kol HaAnoshim HaMevakshim. If they really died, they should say Kimesu Kol HaAnoshim Asher Bikshu. That's not sure. HaMevakshim is Lashon Hoi, but they're still Mevakish. He says, don't worry, the ones that are still being Mevakish, your Nefesh, they're already dead. So what does it mean that they're dead? They're not really dead. HaMevakshim is not sure. So the Gemara said, in Avodah Zorah, in Dorim Daf Zayin, the Dorim Daf Zayin Machdalit, that Arba Chashuvim Kimet, an Ani, a Mitzoyra, a Suma, and Eloi Bonim. So over here, that Dotan Mavirim, they became Aniim, so don't worry, they're dead. An Ani is like he's dead. Friend the Rishoinim, the Ran and the Doran Barichus, and Toshis and Avay Nazara, and other Rishoinim, what's the right that Dotan Mavirim were Aniim? We know there are four things that are Choshev Kemes. Ani, Suma, Mitzoyra, and Misha Eloi Bonim. So what's the right that Dotan Mavirim, and Dotan Mavirim are alive, but they're dead. What's the right that they're Aniim? Maybe they're Eloi Bonim, or Sumo, or Mitzvayra. I'm not pregnant to Rishayna. And it's much deeper, the Kasha. What's the Makar to these four dinim, these four Kalalim of Choshev Kemes? Sumo, the Gemara runs around a Pasuk in Eicha, b'machashak and Heshivani Kemes in Eilam. On Mitzvayra, because it says by Mitzvayra, by Miriam, Al not he Kemes. Misha Eloi Bonim by Rochel, it says, Havali Bonim v'mayim Mes Anoichi. And what's the Makar of the Gemara that an Oni is Choshev Kemes? From Dotan Vaviram, because it says Kimeis to call on Nashim. I'm a Vashem as Nafshechem. Must be they were Aniim. I mean, who said Akash is Mamish at top of Akash? So what's the Raya? Maybe there's no such cloud at all that Ani is Koshev Kimeis. Dotan Vaviram, one of the other three in Yonim happened to them. Now, by the way, the Amish, the type of these four in Yonim, there's an Inyan to it. A dead person means someone that can't give over. An Ani has nothing to give over. Misha Ein Leibonim, the Iker Nesina is from Avla Ben. A Mitzoyer is Bodod Yeshev. A Suma always needs help from other people. He can't. They can't give. But what's the raya about Oni? Maybe with someone else. So Titans give the Teretz. It has to be that Dotan Vaviram was an Oni. The other three in Yonim wouldn't explain why they're not potentially dangerous to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem is being Margi and Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, they're dead. If they're a Mitzoyra or a Suma or Ein Leibonim, that won't affect, they can still. I'll say, Chad, if they have money, they can still somehow tie your life against Moshe Rabbeinu. Even if they're a Mitzoyra, some say, no, Mitzoyra probably wouldn't let them in. Yeah, but they haven't guilt, they've all life filed. More than nine that they're Aniim. As I answer Titus and Abai Dazar. But the Ran and the Doran says a different terrorist. The Ran makes a cheshbin. It can't be they were Suma or Mitzoyra. Because it says later on that Dotan Vaviram, Ha'ene Ha Anoshim Tinaker, are you going to knock out our eyes by the mice of Kairach? So you see that they had eyes, they were able to see. And also it says, by Kairach, Kibikarach Kol Yisrael. They were together with Yin, they weren't Mitzoyra. Fred the Ran, maybe they were Mitzoyra now, and they were a Suma. No, they got healthy. They were Nisrapu by Matan Torah, because it says all the Mumin were Nisrapu. Zokturan, yeah, but Chazru the Mumon, the Ego. Whoever had a Amum, who was the Chayla, got back sick again. So once again, I looked around. Avadis Mokhach, that they did not, that it can't be that over here, Meitzu Kol Anosha means Mitzvayra or Suma. Because even if he would say that they had it, then they would get healthy by Mount Tayer, but it would come back again by, later on by the Egel, and we see that they weren't a Mitzvayra and a Suma. Must be that they weren't. What about Ein Leibonim? That's the right way he agrees to Taitis. Ein Leibonim won't affect that they're potentially dangerous to Pari. To say Taitis, all of the things aren't potentially dangerous. The Rana, no. Suma and Mitzvayra, Daphne, Zuch, and Nokater. Over Ein Leibonim, yeah, that's not a reason. Ken then also went under a Knech. Ein Leibonim, it says Mesu, something happened to them, they died. They became a Mitzvayra. They became a Suma, they became an Ani. Ein Leibonim, if they're not, that they're Ein Leibonim, they always were. You have to know, I'm a Sufik, if Misha Yesh Leibonim v'Mesu is considered a Kimes, you have to know, I'm not sure. But if you learn only Ein Leibonim, so it doesn't make sense, Kimesu, what happened to them now, they never had one. So that could be another terrorist on Ein Leibonim. Now there's one Pella, the Elmat Ha'al Cheshmi, there's one Pella that's a problem over here with Mitzvayra. There's a Beferish and Mishnah in the Goyim, Perek Zayim. Elu Behiris Tahiris, there are certain Goyim that are not coming. A goy that was Megayer, that was a Tsaras from before, is Namatami. Katan the Noilad, if a baby's born with Tsaras, he had the Tsaras already, Bimei Imo, he's not Matama. And another thing on the list in the Mishnah, Negal Lefnei Matan Torah. A Tsaras that was before Matan Torah is not Matama. And the Pella is, how is a child such a Mishnah? A Tsaras before Matan Torah, when Matan Torah came, it came away. Elamite came back by the Eagle. Now tell me, when it came back by the Eagle, do we say that it's Yenet Tsaras again? And it has the din of a Tsaras with name on Tyra? Or no, it's Ponim Chadosh's Bolakan. Now it's a new Tsaras. I have him on one of Shachkasha. Avad, you have to say that it's the old Tsaras, and you're not coming. Because otherwise the Mishnah is not Negeya. When is it ever Negeya, the halach of the Mishnah, Tsaras with name on Tyra is Tar? It went away by Mount Tyra. Obviously means that when it came back by the Eagle, it will still be Tar. So what's the Raya over here from the Ran? That they were the care of Kolamachane. The Ran says it must be they weren't Mitzvah now and they couldn't go into Pari, because otherwise it came back and they wouldn't be able to be the care of Kolamachane. Why not? If it's a Ras with name out in Tyra. When it comes back, it's the same Tzaras. You want to tell me when it comes back, it's a new Tzaras. So then the mission in the Goyim is bottled. There's no such thing. It's never in a Geya, halacha of Tzaras with name out in Tyra. This is Agan Sechejman, says, I'll put some of them, the Chazam Sefer, the whole Arichas. I want to go to other no, it's a big thing. You have to know how to work out. How is it shaykh to work out that the Tzaras came back, but still it's negated the Mishnah in the Goyim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. He calls it B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. The Meshech Chachma takes it up. What does it mean, Klal Yisrael is a Bechor? When a person only has one child, that's not his Bechor, that's his Ben Yochid. When he has two children, there's a Bechor and a Pashas. A Bechor gets Pishnayim. If he's a Ben Yochid, he doesn't get Pishnayim. He gets everything. There's no one. With the Muslim of Bechor, it's not as much Sveta. What makes this B'ni B'chayri Yisrael? The Meshech Chachma takes it up. The Taitch of a Bechor means, the Bechor is the one that the father became a father because of him. The Bechor gets double because he's the one that Eretz Kishafen him for a tata. Klal Yisrael is B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Av because of Klal Yisrael. So then Moshe Rabbeinu was being sent to go down to Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him he should go. And he says, the first thing is, Vayoshev Yeser Chaisna, he goes and asks permission from his Shver. So the Alta Kismavotka, my Rudik is that, Hashem is sending him to save God's Klal Yisrael. Abederech Eretz Kodmotar. He has to go first, he has permission from the Shver. When Klal Yisrael does, yeah, but there's a Seder at Varm, a mensch was fearing to be a mensch. Vayoshev Yeser Chaisna, he has permission. And he asked him, he told him he's going. Vayihi Baderech Bamoloim, Vayivkisheyu Hashem, Vayivakish Amisoy. He met some kind of malach. Pashtus, the Gemara says in the Dorim that this malach looked like a nochash and it swallowed him up. On one hand, it swallowed him up from his head all the way down, halfway, and again from his legs, halfway, and exactly up till the milah. That's how Sipayra understood that something is wrong, that she has to do something about milah. And then she realized that they weren't mal the child. Now the Mishnah says in the Dorim, G'doy l'milah shalai nitloi l'moshe asadik alei amolisho. Milah zazak roitzit mitzvah. That Moshe Rabbeinu was right away nenesh, even though he has so many tzchusim, but he didn't do milah, right away he's punished. And Taka, as he's up to Gemara, also Amr Abishua ben Karcha, G'doy l'milah shekol zchuy yishot na Moshe Rabbeinu loy ondu loy, kishinis rashal min amilah, shenimesh nemer vayitkesheyu Hashem vayivakish amisa. So the Gemara continues, Amr Abiyosi, chas b'sholim that Moshe Rabbeinu was nisrashal min amilah. Abad, he wasn't mamish misrashal. No, he said, if I'm going to go now on the derech, it's going to be a sakana for the child. I'm going to wait and see when it's not going to be a sakana. So no, what was the taina? The taina was when they finally came to the maloin, he right away should have done the mila. And instead, nes'asik b'maloin t'chila. And that was the taina, that extra few minutes that he waited. The Gemara continues, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel has a new shita. Lo'ayla Moshe Rabbeinu b'kesh satan laharik. The satan didn't want to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Ela l'tinoik. Ki chasan domam atali, avoyim edu atinoik. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel learned that it was the tinoik that the malach wanted to kill, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, by the way, according to Pasha Pshat, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach learns Kipshutei Moshe Rabbeinu was chay of Misa for not being Mal his son. Gemara Nedarim, not Lama, now, threat to Marashah over there. Why is he chay of Misa? It's only a mitzvah essay. Why is he chay of Mila? Why is he chay of Misa for not doing a mitzvah Mila Taben? The person himself is chay of Karach, but Av Al-Benoy is only a mitzvah essay. Why is he chay of Misa? So the Marashah says two terutzim. The Erz HaTeretz is, Im Sviv of Nisa Ramoy, the Chodesh Baruch Hu was Medakte, Kechut HaSaira, on the people that he's close to. So Moshe Rabbeinu was chay of Misa for not doing Mila. Inami, Dr. Marsha, and this is a big chiddush, because Moshe Rabbeinu had the din of a ben noyach. On one hand, he's chayiv in Mila. But on the other hand, he's the din of a ben noyach, which is the interesting Marsha, because we know it's not Pashas B'chalal, if the Ovois and Klal Yisrael before Mount Torah have a din of a ben noyach and not the Pashas Drachim. But the Marsha Kalach Riyah says he was a ben noyach, and a ben noyach has harosan zui misosan. Anything that a ben noyach is chayiv, and it's chayiv misa. So he didn't do Mila? And interesting, he's chayiv in Mila, not ben noyach. He's chayiv in Mila, and he's the enikol of Avram. Of Ritzvot the Benoyach and the Benoyach, anything that is Mechayiv and is Chayiv Misa. Now in the Sheva Mitzvahs, the Mila that is Chayiv and the Enigal of Avram is Mechayiv and Misa of Benoyach. So he's Chayiv Misa either of Sviv of Nisar of Mahoyz or because he's Benoyach. Now the Pella is the Bali Musa talk about, and Andrew will talk about, Klal Yisrael has to be saved over here. So he's Chayiv Misa. Oh, but what's in Klal Yisrael? And state that it doesn't work like that. Dikta Kadim, if he deserves the Einish of Misa, Klal Yisrael will have to find a different issue. There's no Cheshbonus. If there's a Din over here, right? They say from the Brisker Rav, it says Mashiach won't come on Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos. Because it's, why doesn't he come on Shabbos? It's a Tchumen. He can't come out of the Tchum. Tchum is only the Rabbanon. Gan Klal Yisrael about 2,000 years for the Geula, and it's supposed to be on Shabbos, Taka. Or Peter Cheshboin is supposed to be the Itak, and it's supposed to be Shabbos. Or Bezodon is the Rabbanon, from Tchumen. Or Beklal Yisrael about, or Beklal Yisrael about, or Bezodon is the Tchumen, and the Rabbanon. Din is din. But Shabbeinu has to be punished now, he has to be punished. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel learns that they didn't want to kill the Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Satan or this thing that came to kill this Malach was killing the baby. So there's a kasha, if it was killing the baby, why did Tzipora do the Mila? Bemis, there's a whole sugi when I'm time, and Avodah Zarah, Dafkav Zayin, whether in Noshim or Kasha to do Mila. It says over here that Tzipora did the Mila. So there are those that say she only did the Tchilas Mila, Moshe Rabbeinu finished it after he was saved, the Ganzer Geshef. Oh, but there's a Ganzer sugi Aruch, if Tzipora could do the Mila, Asach read nothing. So Bishlam, if Moshe Rabbeinu was being attacked, so he couldn't be Mal himself. So Tzipora did. But if it was the baby, so why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do the Mila? Why do you need Tzipora to do the Mila? So I have to find it again. I remember this Rabbeinu Chananel, like a Gezen, Rabbeinu Chananel, I'm not sure, Hefshon Yuma, Tuchsa and Yuma, check again. Rabbeinu Chananel learned that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't here. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Moshe Rabbeinu was already going to Mitzrayim, he sent her back. The story happened, how come Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't here? According to everyone else, it can't be. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one being attacked. But according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that it was the baby being attacked, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't here by the Maisa. It was Tzipora with the baby on. And then you have to say that Tzipora did the whole meal. You don't have the teretz that Tzipora started and Moshe Rabbeinu finished it. Moshe came and done. That was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's sheet. Rabbi Yossi, the next sheet, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mamish nisrashel. No, he was mad with pikuach nefesh. He had to wait. It's going to be a sakana. Fret the Marsha, who cares if it's a sakana? Who says you're not supposed to do mitzvahs if it's a sakana? Why don't we do mitzvahs if it's going to be a sakana? B'chai b'hem. There was no b'chai b'hem yet. It's before Matan Torah. There's no b'chai b'hem. Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu mechuyev to do mitzvahs even ad mesiras nefesh? So it's dangerous for the baby. Who cares? There's no b'chai b'hem yet. So the Marsha answers our famous Tosfos Sanhedrin that avada misvara, you're not supposed to be Moshe Nefesh for mitzvahs. The only reason you need b'chai b'hem is because now that there's a chiddush of gimel averus chamuris that you do have to be Moshe Nefesh, give your right away to Zorosh Mitzvahs Domim, I would have a half a minute to learn out the other mitzvahs from those three. B'chai b'hem is megala, not to learn out from the other three. Or before anything, the svar of pshuta is that there is not a chiyuv of mesiras nefesh. My bazari, he doesn't have to be Moshe Nefesh. Another makar is, it's a makar is Rishayin and there's Rabbeinu Yoyin and Tamid Rabbeinu Yoyin and Avodah Zarah Rabbeinu Yoyin, there's a grace to forgive us. But there's another mahalach I saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't be scared of going to Mitzrayim. Ki meisu kol ha'anoshim ha'mavakshim es nafshech. The Dosan Avim is already dead, they're aniyim. It's meduyik, that if the Dosan Avim didn't die, they would still be potentially dangerous. He wouldn't have to be Moshe Nefesh. Why? Klal Yisrael has to be saved. Moshe Rabbeinu from here learned that even if, and Meshach Chacham talks about this a lot, that you're not supposed to put yourself into a suffix sakana to save someone else. If it's going to be Moshe, from here, go for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right before I told him, Meitzu Kol HaNoshim, so you could go. So Moshe Rabbeinu learned from here, you're not supposed to be Moshe Nefesh. So then he said, also, I can't give my child the milah also. It's going to be a sakana. It says, by Yadavar Ari, it's called Advorim Ashadiba Hashem El Moshe, Pasuk Lamed. Vayasa Oysis Leini Om. The Malbim, when he reads this Pasuk, he says, if you read the Pasuk of Shuti, it's Mashma that Aaron did the Oysis. Vayadaber Aaron is called Advarim Ashadibar Hashem El Moshe. Vayasa Oysis Leini Om. That Aaron did it. And everyone always assumes Moshe Rabbeinu did it. The Malbim writes Aaron Taka did it. So it's Mamash Echidisha. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a Tzivoy to do the Oysis. How come he wasn't Makayim the Tzivoy? So I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky write, Shluchi Shalodim Ka Moshe. The Tzivoy was Taka to Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, but like the Malbim, it's believed that it was Aaron. So with Makayim and Ashluchi Shalodim Kamoisa. Mamash at the end of the Parsha, that the Yidden worked the first few days very hard together with the Mitzrayim, and they were Matzliach to do a lot, and then they were forcing them to keep up to the quota. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer atem nirpim atem nirpim, alkein atem oimrim neelcha nizbacha lelekeinu. But he says, you want to look for excuses. They say you want to go being karbonis. You're just being lazy. They say, oh, from the point of Jerob, there are other versions to the story, that there was a kvutz of Bachram. They wanted to have they wanted to leave Panavish or Al-Kapanim. They wanted to make a new kvutz, so they wanted to learn Kachin. They didn't want to learn any more Nashim Zigan, they wanted to learn Kachin. So the Panavish told them, Nirpim atem nirpim, you're lazy, you don't want to learn Shver Ramban. Nirpim atem nirpim. Al-Kain atem oimim nelcha nizbachal alekeini, you're saying you want to go to learn Zvachim. It's coming. I'm not sure about it this time when it comes time he's supposed to learn, but he was telling them, be shaykel again, if it's coming off Atlas, we have other shikulim, why are you doing it? Nirvim atem, nirvim, akein atem, vayim.